you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast. I am Gabriel, and I'm here with Chad and Zach, and we're just so excited to learn with you guys and grow with you guys today. So I'm going to kick it off to my boy Chad to hit us with that prompt for today's episode.
The prompters came strong today. However, they didn't present this prompt as a question. It was more of a statement. And so I guess
How's it phrased?
Being single and happy, but there's no question mark.
So how to be single and happy, or what's another way to, anyway.
Can you be content and alone? Oh. Now, all of us three lads are now married, praise the Lord, right?
Yeah.
However,
holler at the ladies.
Different experiences. Shout out, ladies.
If you're watching on YouTube, I just kissed at the camera.
There's a chef's kiss right there.
Yeah. Mm.
So we did experience all three different types of singleness, right? Of seasons of singleness. And so I think this is one of the most requested topics. Mm-hmm. And it can involve such a huge genre of, like, do you believe in the one? Like, do you believe in getting married young? There's so many questions that fit underneath the umbrella of, like, relationships. But we can't talk about relationships until we talk about just you and loving you. Mm. So my boys, did you have any struggles desiring marriage whenever you were single?
Zach, do you want to go? Or,
it's like, Gabe, ready? 1, 2, 3.
I mean, I can go. I can do it. Oh, geez, dude. Yeah, I mean, a bunch.
Wait, hold on. I just have to say this. Why are you guys always surprised whenever I put it back on you right after? It's like Gabe intros, then I introduce the segment, and then I pass it off. And you guys are always surprised.
Because we're surprised with, like, you don't just say the prompt. You, like, come in with some, like, really heavy, like, deeper level thought-provoking thing that we're like, whoa, hold on, Chad.
Wait. I'm going to go for a walk to work this one out.
Okay. Wait, so how could I have said that in a more gentle way?
It doesn't matter. Zach, you go. No, we're already here, I get what you're saying.
So a bit of backstory. I feel like for the longest time, I always had girlfriends. Bro, shout out, what a bro, dude.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a chick to live, laugh, love with.
I feel like I always just had like people around that were like, oh, girlfriends. Or like people, even if they weren't girlfriends, it's just like people that I could be close with and have deeper conversations with. And I think for the longest time, like a girlfriend was the only person I could have deep conversations with, which is so funny because now we have deep conversations, which makes you my girlfriend.
Boyfriends.
Oh my gosh, I'm honored, Zach. I'm honored.
But there was a long time where I was just so over getting hurt. I think everyone can kind of relate to that on some level, just over the silliness that can come with a relationship that's maybe not right. And so, yeah, I definitely had a season of just, I'm single and I just need to work me out. And if you listen to the last episode where I talked about my finances, that was actually at the same time, which is really interesting, where I was single and I realized, oh, dang, I need to sort me out way before I can even think about being with someone. So shout out to my wife, Chelsea, who waited 3 years while I was having that time. But yeah, that's kind of, that definitely had that season. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And I think that is a great segue into a question that I really want to ask anyone who's listening to this right now. Is what are you investing in to feel loved? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that is something that you really have to ask yourself. Are you, you know, investing in friendships or family or God or community? Or are you investing in like a boyfriend or girlfriend that you know isn't right for you? You know what I mean? Like, are you investing in the things that you know are going to truly benefit you and even emotionally benefit you? Or are you trying to get that quick love from something that, you know, may not be the best thing for you, but it's right there and it feels really good. So I'm just going to jump into that. So what are you investing in to feel loved is a really, I think, important question to ask yourself. Because on the other side of that, after, you know, that is happening, like Zach, you were saying, where, you know, you end a relationship and you end up hurt, you can really end up kind of damaged emotionally and just have some baggage at the end of that, because you are investing in the wrong things just to get that gratification, to get that love immediately.
Yeah, I totally agree with you because I, like Zach, was kind of, I guess you could say like playing the field, or I was a habitual like serial dater, right? Where I just always had to be in a relationship. And then something that like really broke my heart, I'm going to share more of my story eventually, but I'm just going to fast forward a little bit that where before I got into a dating relationship with Tori, I was having a conversation with one of my best friends. His name is Mark. And Mark basically called me out for having an idol of marriage, where I idolized marriage, where I basically was like, that's like the goal. That's like the, you know, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, where there's like, you know, like, you know, food and shelter, protection, a roof over your head, whatever it may be. And it goes all the way up to self-actualization. That's like when you're a fulfilled human being. For me, the top of my pyramid was marriage. And so I realized that in that moment that I will never be happy until I'm happy being alone, because I'm always chasing something. And if you're looking for something external that should only be found internal, then you're always going to be chasing. And to take that even a step further, something that really broke my heart was when I realized how much I used people. Like I was using people to, and I don't like to use this phrase because it's kind of gross, but I was using people to get off. Like I was pursuing an emotional feeling and I would habitually date people, whether they were good for me or not for me, who knows, but I just wanted to feel something. Like I would just jump in and risk hurting other people or whatever I was using and abusing. And it sounds a lot more aggressive than what it may actually be, but just emotionally, I probably shouldn't have been in a relationship because I wasn't mature enough to handle a relationship. But yet I was just running rampant, running around as a guy, because I'm like, that's what you do. You just find relationships, right? You just date. Because my first girlfriend was in middle school, and I did that because my best friend at the time got a girlfriend. I was like, oh, I should get a girlfriend too. Like, no, That is not a good choice.
Yeah.
That is not a good reason to go find a relationship. But
dude, that really plays into that. I mean, I think I said it in the last podcast or the one before, but like, show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You tend to replicate the habits of your friends. Yeah. Like you need
shout
to
shout out, baby.
Dude, let's go. The boys.
Look at that. It's like Spider-Man, you know, when he's like,
I love that meme. Anyway, where was I? Chad, come on.
You're talking about you replicate your friends.
Oh, yeah. But like the people you surround yourself with is like what you're going to become, basically. Like a practical tip is definitely like surround yourself with other people who, as far as like in singleness, like specifically for single, like mm-hmm. in your season of singleness, or if you are single, like surround yourself with other single people who have similar goals as you for future relationships. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. if you're around other single people who are, like you were saying, playing the field or you know, trying to date or just hook up or whatever it is, just like really casually mm-hmm. just doing the thing, like chances are you're going to develop those habits too. That's what you're mm-hmm. surrounded with. You know what I mean? So really surrounding yourself with people who are like-minded. And we talked about this in one of the other podcasts, as being equally yoked in just in your friendships and all moving together and pursuing the same things together and all headed on the right path. Cause that community is just so important.
Yeah. I almost feel a little bit like a broken record for sharing this, cause I just shared it on my wife and I's YouTube channel, but mm-hmm. I remember I was having a conversation.
Shout out and subscribe.
Yeah. like, and subscribe, please. this video is sponsored by, I was having a conversation with my best friend, Anthony, back in Tampa, Florida. And I remember we're talking about marriage, talking about relationships and stuff. And he said to me, he's like, Chad, marriage isn't for you. And I'm like,
he just said that to
excuse
you?
Excuse me, best friend. Let's try to lift each other up instead of tear each other down, right? He's like, no, you're not hearing me. Marriage isn't for you. I'm like, okay, you said it the second time. Sounds the same.
You said the same thing.
He's like, no, listen to me. Marriage isn't for you. You don't marry someone for the way that they make you feel. You marry someone for the way you want to make them feel.
Oh.
And if you're only marrying someone contingent on the way that they make you feel, you're really just, you're almost just using that person. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, don't get me wrong. Like, we want to make a smart decision whenever we're choosing a spouse, right? Mm-hmm. There's things involving chemistry. There's connection. There's, you know, does this person share the same values as me? There's so many things that we can talk about later mm-hmm. on. But I had to realize that I'm going to choose to love my wife, my future wife, unconditionally. And Tori's asked me before, she's like, babe, why do you love me? And I'm like, babe, I love you because I love you. And that's not the answer she wants. She wants mm-hmm. me to name things I love about her, mm-hmm. right? There are so many things I love about her. But if those things were to change, it's not going to change my love for her. Mm-hmm. And I had to really mm-hmm. come to that crossroads where like, wow, am I just loving things about this person almost in a form of infatuation, or am I loving them because I'm choosing to love them? Because remember, the Son of Man came to serve and to not be served. The Son of Man came to love and to not be loved. And so he was received in a very unloving way. And so for me, the way I pursue a relationship should not be just what am I receiving? It's what am I giving? And so I just kind of, that was a Chad rant.
Dude, that was some flipping heat right there. I don't even know how to follow up. Zach?
We'll be right back after someone else figures out something to say.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right, lads. So with all that said, what's some practical things to kind of get through that season of singleness? What are some practical things you guys did to get through that season? To get through that season as if it's like...
You know, woe is me. Yeah, I think the way you phrased that question is an answer in itself. Because yeah. I think in addition to what Gabe said earlier about having a good community that supports the values mm-hmm. that you kind of look for in a spouse, but they also encourage that season of singleness. But you should realize, and you need to hear me, I'm going to look in the camera if you're watching on YouTube, you are not less than if you're single. And you're not better mm-hmm. if you're in a relationship. I'll say that one more time.
Bro, let's go.
You are not less than if you're single, and you are not better if you're in a relationship. And we need to learn that and hear that, because when we hear seasons of singleness, what does that imply? That implies that I want to get out of this season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? It's just a season.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's just a season.
Wow, dude, that's so good.
And so for me, whenever my buddy of mine told me, he's like, Chad, I think you have an idol of marriage. You should work on that. I had to sit there and just accept that this may not be what God has for me. And, you know, thank you, Lord, that I am married to my lovely wife. But like, I had to get there and accept that, you know what? If God doesn't have a wife for me, I'm not less than, and I'm just going to trust this plan. And it was obviously a lot, it's easier said than done, but that involved a lot of just kind of like processing for me.
Well, dude, that's a very, I think there's such, it might be an overemphasis on marriage in today's, Christian culture. Because like, in a way, in like Christian circles and society, like marriage sometimes seems like the end all be all.
If you grow
up and like, that's the goal. And once you've done, like you've accomplished your mission for God. And like, yeah, marriage is great. And God loves marriage, but God, like what, you know, in the New Testament, what like Paul was able to do and all those people who were single and they were able to just travel around. Jesus was single. He didn't get married, but like people who were single were able to do so much more actively, like going out and spreading the gospel and operating in that sense, where when you're married, you just have different responsibilities and stuff, but one isn't more important than the other. They both have their roles in this world. And I think that's something really important to understand. And whether it is a season or it is for the rest of your life that you end up being single. Like I know people who have, you know, they're like 50, 60 and they were just single and, you know, they desired a marriage, but maybe that wasn't for them and they, you know, continued with God's calling for their life and they were able to do a lot and impact a lot of people, partly because they didn't have that alternate responsibility of being, you know, part of a marriage and a family like that. So, that's just an encouragement for, I guess, people who, I don't know, are unsure. Well, I don't even know if that is an encouragement really for people who can't find someone. Oh, well, they're going to be single forever.
Yeah. Well, no, there's things that marriage there's things that people are counting on marriage to be that marriage shouldn't be. Just like you shared in a previous podcast about how Jess is like not your entire community.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like you get married and now all your needs are met. That's not the case at all. where my wife, like, I remember one time we were.
Well, you think, a lot of times you think you get married and all your love is going to be met.
Yes.
Which is
yes.
not the case. Your love yes. is going, yeah, wow. you will find love through your wife, but mm-hmm. God is love.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to cut you off.
No, you're totally fine. I cut you off like 90 times in an episode.
Dude, so let's go.
I love it. But I remember my wife and I were in Mexico. We were kind of doing a little workcation. So what do you call that? Mm. A workcation? I don't know.
But, waycation?
Waycation, I guess. I don't know.
Zach is like, Zach's no, so embarrassed. No, cut the podcast here.
Yeah. And so we were shooting some content for this resort while also trying to enjoy a trip. Mm-hmm. And I remember like my wife getting a little frustrated with me and me getting a little frustrated with her about how much content we're going to shoot. Cause girls, I don't want to just put girls in a box, but I feel like girls like to take more pictures than guys. I'm like for me, I took like 6 frames and I'm like, all right, let's go to the pool. And she's like, oh no, I got to do it with the hat now. I'm like, seriously? I'm like, what? And by the way, I'm not hating. It's just, told me.
Bro, I have Jess. I'm like, bro, just burst it.
Yeah.
Give me like 200 options in like a 10-second period. And there's something. There's got to be something that works.
There's going to be one in there.
One angle that stuck.
And so my wife and I were talking about that afterwards. And she joked me. She's like, I just have to realize that you're not Chelsea, which is her best friend. And that was like a real realization. Like you're not Tori.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I talk to you about things that I don't always talk to Tori about. That doesn't mean I wouldn't share it with her. Mm-hmm. That just means I come to you and I come to Zach and I even go to like, you know, my dad or I go to like some other mentors, mm-hmm. whatever, for different things. And it's not that I wouldn't talk to those things. I wouldn't talk to my wife about those things, but we do have an extended community. Mm-hmm. And then when we put mm-hmm. so much pressure on just finding the one, we're forgetting about the, I don't know, like dozen other people that are just brilliant. They add so much value to our life. And mm-hmm. when we do feel loved by those people, we're less likely to go pursue or put too much pressure on just the love of one person.
Mm, dude, that's really good. And I think one word that came to me, which I don't even know if it's the right term to be honest, but if you're single, like surround yourself, which I guess is the similar thing to like have a good, healthy community that's headed in the mm-hmm. same direction with you. But give yourself healthy distractions. You know what I mean? If you're sitting at home scrolling through mm-hmm. Instagram, looking at all these, you know, people's highlight reels, no pun intended, of just like get like people getting married or people getting engaged or this person's relationship or this person is in a new relationship or whatever. Like obviously you're going to be comparing yourself to that sort of stuff. And mm-hmm. I think surrounding yourself with like healthy distractions, whether it's hobbies, mm-hmm. playing, you know, sports or some activity or something like that with, you know, the right people who you're on the same trajectory with or who are headed in the same direction that you want to head in. I just think that that's a good, you know, way to distract yourself from what, from like slipping up in any way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Totally. And and to extend on that, it's like, what a flipping awesome opportunity to like, one, dig deeper into who you are, but also dig deeper into God. Mm-hmm. Like when you fully are in this position where you don't have the responsibility of someone else, it's like just the best season of trying to go, hey, who do I want to be? Why do I want to be that person? And now another person compliments me. And mm-hmm. I love that idea that mm-hmm. like our wives compliment us and we compliment them. But really that's because we did time of trying to work out who we were first. I think that's so important.
Yeah, your significant other needs to be an asset, not a liability.
Mm, I love that. Mm-hmm. It's something that Tori and I always say where your spouse can either be your greatest asset or your biggest liability, mm-hmm. which basically means
I got that from you.
Right? Yeah. It's where, you know, your spouse can either, you know, propel you into God's will for your life or they can hold you back from it. And it's like, that's a big decision to make and mm-hmm. you better make the right one.
Asset, not in the sense of like, what am I getting from this mm-hmm. asset, quote unquote, but just something that actually benefits you and benefits mm-hmm. the world rather than being a liability. Like you said, drawing you closer to God mm-hmm. or is this person taking you away mm-hmm. from God?
Yeah. And it's funny because that's like a little anecdote about living in like LA or New York or something like that. Because obviously there's a lot more fish in the sea for people out there. Because sometimes it's hard whenever you're from a small town and there's only like a pool of people to date in, right? I mean, seriously.
Your options are limited.
You know, it's like there's just so much more people in those mm-hmm. metropolitan cities. And so you're seeing such an increase of online dating. You're seeing so many like other forms of kind of dating that I feel like have kind of almost hurt the dating game. Like I'm not a social scientist. I don't know this stuff, but I think that we've gone from a place where it used to be about like actually pursuing somebody for marriage to now a place of like, oh, let's just hang out and see if we enjoy hanging around each other and scroll on our phones together. And it's kind of gone away from some of the more enjoyable parts of pursuing a relationship toward now it's almost like a distraction. Like I feel lonely. So now I'm going to get on Tinder, right? Mm. I feel like I want to go on a date tonight. So now I'm going to get on Bumble. Right. Mm-hmm. I feel this, therefore I'm going to do this. And we're not sitting there and processing our singleness anymore. Mm-hmm. Cause now there's so many options for us to just go start pursuing people mm-hmm. and stalking people's Instagram and everything. Like we can go do that and constantly feed ourselves that, oh, I'm believing the lie. I need to be with somebody. This person's in Mykonos with their husband, or this person's doing this. And like, mm-hmm. we're constantly receiving things that make us feel like being single is less, and we have to cut that out. And so I think practically, I think we need to find ways, like you guys have already mentioned a few, but we need to find ways of how do we make the most of our singleness, mm-hmm. right? Because I know that there's mistakes that I made while I was single.
Yeah.
And I wasted so much time because I was like always on the prowl. And I'm like, wait, why was I not just like happy sharpening myself during that time to be better? Mm-hmm. You know, I think you said it. How's it go? Be the person. I always suck at this. Be the person that the person you're looking for is looking for. There we go.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I
yeah.
mean? And like, I remember you sharing that with me one time and I'm just like, oh, I love that because I wish I were doing that and kind of focusing on myself a little bit rather than always looking around and be like, hey, are you a good fit? Are you a good fit? Rather than me mm-hmm. trying to make myself a good fit.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. That's great.
Sit tight, everyone. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
And I love what you were touching on specifically with like using your season of singleness to kind of like sharpen yourself. And I think this really relates to, for those of people who are like, have specific like work callings or driven in specific things. I know for me, I had a relationship before Jess and that just ended disastrously. Mm-hmm. And I was so recognizing it now, it probably was depression, but not from like depression that I've dealt with recently, just like a broken heart kind of thing, you know? And I don't think I'd recognize that at depression, but my heart was like really broken in that time. So, I like didn't know what to do with myself. And I was like, okay, I really need to. And I don't think I fully had the realization and like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Like a full intellectual conversation with myself and deciding that, but it was what I did. And I just put myself, cause I was doing Vine at the time and I kind of was neglecting that cause it wasn't like career status then. I was still in college, but it was my job. I was making money from it, you know? So after that happened, I was like, oh, maybe that was a distraction. And it was distracting me from what I was supposed to be doing this whole time.
Yeah.
You know, and I doubled down and really dove headfirst into just like working on my content and stuff like that. And that was during that season, right after I was single, that last semester before I, you know, went out to LA and finally moved to LA. Like, I don't think I would have been able to make that transition. Like during that time where I was like really digging my feet in was when I ended up finding my manager and making all these connections, was able to go out to LA in the summer because my managers were, you know, able to give me their guest bedroom and stuff like that. Like all of that happened when I was like really just trying to hustle this season of singleness that I was in. And that for sure that wouldn't have happened if I was still in that relationship. And I was really able to just hone in on what I needed to be sharpening myself for, if that makes sense, or just honing in on like bettering myself and working on my craft and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, as three dudes that are married now, I think we could all confidently say that our wives continue that with us. It's not like we got married and now we don't develop anymore. It's like we got married and now we double down again onto who we are and who we develop as.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's worth being single and enjoying that time and journeying that time before, because like you're saying, Gabe, for you, that was a season of actually getting things done. And so when you got married to Jess, it's not like you're like, great, I've done it now. I'm here. And that's that whole breaking down the stigma of needing to be married. But actually all of our wives, as if we're all married together in this one weird thing. All of our wives.
It's only weird if you make it weird, Zach.
I just made it weird, so there you go. But all of our wives really extend us. And I know we can all confidently say that's because we knew who we wanted to be without them. And now with them, we're doing it together. It's really dope.
But I totally agree. But there were times where I accepted a relationship that wasn't like good for me. And I kind of forced someone to accept a relationship that wasn't good for them either, of course. Mm-hmm. As I'm not saying I'm the victim here, right?
Yeah, it goes both ways.
So I would accept something that wasn't good for me or good for the other person just because I was trying to fill a void. And I think that's when something gets pretty dangerous, is because you're like, okay, I feel empty, like I shared earlier in this podcast, but now I'm going to go about trying to fill that void. I'm going to accept being treated a certain way, which I probably shouldn't be, I shouldn't be accepting, where if you were content being alone, there's so much stuff you wouldn't accept in relationships that are unhealthy. Mm. But if you're getting into a relationship out of desperation, which my wife and I always say, we don't make decisions out of desperation.
Mm.
Like even whenever deals come around, if the deal is like not good for our business, we'll kind of say inside of our heads, sorry, this is TMI, but we'll be like, if we had $100,000 in the bank, would we accept this deal?
Mm.
And the answer is no. Yeah. The answer is always no. And so I think if you are potentially in a relationship that maybe you're wondering, is this healthy for me? I would think to yourself, like, if I were happy alone, would I stay in this?
Oh, dude, that's so good. You know?
Because I think what a lot of people can get, I guess, kind of confused with, and I want to say this in a very gentle way, but marriage is not easy.
No.
Can we break that stigma just for a quick
second?
Can
we get an amen?
Yeah. Amen. I love that Zach was like, yeah. Yeah. No, but no, and that's not a bash on me or my wife or Jess or Chelsea. That's not a knock on anyone. That's just the reality of it, right? That's like working out is hard, right? If you do it the right way, working out's hard. Being married is also hard, but it's also incredibly fruitful and it changes you and it does good things for you, right? But it's like, I have a friend of mine who is slightly older than I am, and he always says, I would rather be single and happy than miserable and with somebody. You know, and that's a reality where sometimes relationships can really prove to be a hard thing, especially if you're really coming into covenant with that person, you're choosing, I'm going to serve this person, because most of the people will tend to look at a relationship as if, okay, I'm going to get something like what I shared earlier. This is what I'm getting, not what am I giving. But then if you're really committing to a relationship from what am I giving, oh, buckle up, baby, because there's going to be times when you may not feel like giving that, and you need to. Remember, and was it the first actual real episode of Prompt Us when you shared that?
Oh, dude, yeah, exactly. That love specifically. And I think I was talking about like the modern view of love or, you know, our culture's view of love and how love is... at least our culture view of love now is just fully emotions based. And if you don't feel love anymore, therefore you aren't in love with that person.
Yeah.
So then, you know, if you're not in love, then you just exit. You know what I mean? Where love is not just feelings. Like, yeah, you have those emotions towards people, but love is a choice. Like you choose to love that person no matter what I feel. I don't feel like, I don't know.
Being patient.
Being patient. Kind. I don't feel like, saying I love you because we're upset at each other. Yeah. I don't feel like, I don't know, fill in the blank.
I don't feel like apologizing.
Yeah. I don't feel like whatever it is. Cause there's a lot of things that you don't feel like when you're like, feel like doing when you're in a marriage relationship, but you are choosing to love that person. So it doesn't matter how you feel.
Yeah.
You're going to choose to do the right thing to that person because you have chosen to love them.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I love that. I mean, so my wife and I posted this video on YouTube called The 5 Biggest Mistakes I Made in Singleness. And it's all exactly what we're talking about. It's, there was times when I felt less than whenever I was single. And again, let me tell you, you're not less than. I found out that I was pursuing like serial dating relationships was a form of me self-medicating. I, again, felt less than. Therefore, I'm going to go try to fill that void. And I realized that void is a God-shaped void. It's not a girl-shaped void, or if you're listening, your girl, it's not a guy-shaped void. It's a God-shaped void. And so then you're running around, like you're like, oh, I need to get in a relationship. Everyone's doing this, right? Everyone's doing it. And then you start to lower your standards. You're like, you know what? I'm going to ignore red flags. Oh, it's, you know, he only said that to me once. Oh, you know, and you really start to lower your standards and start to accept things that are super unhealthy for you. And then you get into a relationship, you start to make experiences, you develop soul ties, and then you break up and you rip your heart out. And that's just scary. And so we're not saying staying single forever. We're also saying don't make marriage your idol. We're saying is there's a lot of great ways that you can feel encouraged to be single or pursue marriage.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to the whole episode. You are the real ones. If you enjoyed it or laughed or cried or just got something out of it, we'd love if you left a rating and review if your streaming platform of choice allows it. Appreciate you guys tons, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have-
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.